Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tuesday Night Jaw.
Hello, you lovely lot, and welcome to this week's edition of
Tuesday Night Jaw.
Buzzers.
How's it going?
Welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw. Hello, Bab. How's it going? Welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw. How are you doing? I'm sorry I'm late. It's not Tuesday, it's Thursday, but there is good reason for why I've delayed the podcast by a couple of days this week. If you're new, hello, I'm Buzzers, and I'm really glad that you would join me. And if you're a returning listener, hiya, Bab. Thanks so much for coming back. I've got a pretty bumper episode for you today. Now, the reason that it's coming late is because I had a press release from the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Wrestling, who have officially announced their inquiry into British wrestling, and I wanted to find out more about it. And so one of the interviews I've got for you today is an interview with Alex Davis-Jones, who's chairing that all-party parliamentary group. I had some questions about what the APPG was, what their intentions are, what that inquiry looks like, and how maybe you as listeners can contribute to that inquiry. So because that was under embargo, I couldn't talk about it until today, and I didn't want to leave it until next Tuesday, by which point the moment hasn't passed, but submissions for the inquiry are only open for a month or two. So I want to make sure that you've got all of the information that I can get for you as soon as possible so that you can contribute to that wider conversation. So that's why we're coming a little bit late. Another reason, it's NXT UK tonight on TV, and I've got an interview with the fabulous, amazing Ginny. Ginny is joining us. I don't want to say it like that. Ginny! And I got all emotional. Ginny, wrestling's back. Ginny. But yeah, I've got Ginny as well. I have a quick chat with her just about how life has changed, really, since the days of being on the indies and getting to go and do the damn thing with WWE. It's a cool thing and I wanted to find out more about it. So as well as the chat with Alex Davis-Jones, I've got a chat with Ginny. Big Pop Master's back this week. Really good one, I think. So stay tuned for that. That's coming a little bit later. And yeah, I'll just start off with this chat with Alex Davis-Jones. I feel like it's really important, so we'll get straight into it. And maybe we can talk about it afterwards. Tuesday Night Jaw. Hi, Alex. Nice to have you on the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
No problem. It's nice to be here.
Good. Now, I'm going to start with some really basic questions, because from my perspective, there's just a lot that I feel like I want clarification on. So what is the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Wrestling and who's in it?
Okay. So the All-Party Parliamentary Group for Wrestling is a group of cross-party MPs who first and foremost are massive wrestling fans. And we have got together to promote British wrestling, to support British wrestling, and to see how we can help in any way, shape or form to make the industry a better place and a sustainable place for now and into the future.
So when did that come about, the creation of this? Because I know that some people think that it was as a result of the speaking out movement, and other people say that it's something that happened before. When did you decide, like, what was the catalyst for starting it?
So catalyst for starting it was probably the speaking out movement, actually. But it's about much more than just that. So I am a wrestling fan, was scrolling through my Twitter feed one night, lying in bed, and saw all the hashtags coming out about speaking out and was horrified by what I was reading, but sadly not surprised. And I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, God, this is awful. God, what can I do as a fan, first and foremost? How can I help? You know, what can I do to make wrestling a better place for everybody? And I thought, well, I'm an MP. We've got these old party parliamentary groups for different sports, for different industries, for countries. You know, there's literally a group for near enough everything, but there wasn't one for wrestling. So I was like, okay, well, I know there's some other wrestling fans in Parliament. You know, we've talked about it. We've had a beer or two chatting about wrestling. So why don't we set this up and see how we can help, first and foremost? So I chatted to some of my mates, you know, within my own party, and then approached some of the Conservative members who I knew were wrestling fans. And yeah, we thought, okay, let's get together. Let's see what we can do to help here. So we thought, okay, we'll set it up. Knew we had to look to see how we could help the speaking out movement in some shape or form, but then also how we could support British wrestling. And then literally, as we set up the group, the coronavirus pandemic hit and everything went into lockdown. The world turned upside down pretty much. And wrestling, as we know it, has also changed. So we thought all industries are struggling, all sports, all entertainment, performances, they've all stopped. It's going to be a hell of a long time, probably, until they're back to any way to normality. So they're going to need our support through this as well. So it was about how we can support British wrestling. And we all know that British wrestling has gone through a huge resurgence in the last few years. It's, you know, it's really, really positive, and we've got some fantastic performers, we've got some great promotions, some great wrestling schools from across the UK doing wonderful things, and it's about supporting them and making sure that we get future British talent as well, and so we get British wrestling to the best it can possibly be. And that's what we want to achieve as a group. So and obviously we've launched this inquiry now into the future of British wrestling, and there will be a huge section on speaking out in that, and hopefully some really positive recommendations coming out of it. But this isn't just going to be the end then. Once we do this, we're going to exist for as long as we're going to be here, and hopefully longer after I'm gone as well. There'll be other future wrestling MPs who can take over the mantle and just keep running with it. So we've got that support network so that we can help promote the industry and do all we can to help it succeed.
Now, you say about an inquiry that's launched today. So today is in Thursday when this goes live.
Yeah.
I understand you're taking submissions of evidence, but what kind of things are you hoping for, and from who? Who gets a voice in this?
Everybody gets a voice in this. I'm really, really keen that we listen to everybody. One of the things that wrestlers, fans have told me is that they're so grateful that somebody's listening, and that's what I want this inquiry to be about. So whatever you want to tell us, we are an open door. We want to know all of your experiences within the speaking out movement, or even just within British wrestling. How has it been for you? What do you think the priority should be? What the challenges are? What are your suggestions for making it better? If you're a fan, if you're a wrestler, if you're a promoter, if you run a training school, we want to hear from you, because this is your industry and we serve you as members of Parliament, and whatever we can do to help make the industry a better place for everybody involved, then that's what we want to do. So we literally everything. And you don't have to speak to us in person if you don't want to. You can write to us. You can make it completely anonymous. We're not asking you to sit down and be interviewed in front of us at all, although we will be carrying out some interviews with some key individuals from the big promotions and from the big named wrestlers who have spoken out. But it can be completely anonymous as well. We don't want this to be prohibitive. And if you want to just tell your story, I think it's really, really important that those stories are told.
Okay, so people can send those submissions up till the 27th of November, I understand, to appgwrestling@gmail.com. What can we realistically expect to see from that inquiry? So what concerns me as somebody that, like, loves to see MPs standing up and talking about what I care about in the House of Commons, I'm also aware of the fact that often they just then get ignored and nothing happens and everything carries on as it normally does, because that's just what politics is like. What can we realistically, like, what are you hoping to achieve by creating this inquiry?
Yeah, I think you're right, Kirsty. I think more often than not, unfortunately, the House of Commons can be a big talking shop and a lot gets said, but not actually gets done. And that is a worry, that with this report and with this inquiry, that we'll have these brilliant list of recommendations that could drastically improve the industry, but nobody actually takes any notice of it. And that is a worry. But then it's up to us as MPs to follow through on this and to use this as a basis of holding the UK government to account, to holding wrestling promotions to account, wrestlers to account, fans to account, everybody, so that we've got these recommendations. And whenever issues come up, or the Department for Culture, Media, Digital and Sport makes a statement, that we as the MPs of the All Party Group stand up and say, well, we launched this inquiry and here are our recommendations and you're not listening to us. So we've done all we can, and now the onus and the responsibility lies on your shoulders, or it lies on your shoulders as a promotion, because you didn't listen to us and you didn't follow through with our recommendations. But we're a feisty bunch, as wrestling fans, we would be. So we're not prepared to stay quiet, and we will make a lot of noise and we will bang the door of everybody we need to speak to make sure that these recommendations are at least listen to, because that's all we can achieve. And whether they get carried out or not, that's out of our hands to some extent, but we can keep banging the drum.
Is it sort of a difficult one? Because it's kind of a good job that you are wrestling fans, really, because there's a lot of like wrestling jargon that I think would make it difficult for other people outside of our group, you know, to understand. So I guess that comes with its own set of challenges, is to explain to someone. I mean, even when you talked in Parliament about it, you said about sport, and you were talking about women in sport and things. Do you find it difficult to know where to place it, considering it's not quite sport, but it's theatre? Like, is that a challenge for you guys?
It's a huge challenge. And when I spoke up in the chamber and I mentioned about the issues, and I said, you know, I used the word sport, but then I did say, but you know, that's a debate we can have for another day on exactly what wrestling is. And I think that's part of the problem, is because it's so unique, it doesn't fall in any specific category. And that's part of the problem and some of the challenges that we're going to be facing as a group, and in order to get anywhere and to get any progress on this. But it's really, really important that we use language that everybody can understand, as you said, so that we can explain that it's a grey area. We can explain that it's not necessarily a sport, although it's extremely athletic and it involves huge skill that sport brings. But then it's performance based, but it's got that element of training, and it's a difficult one and a challenge that we know we need to meet, but when we're prepared to try.
Good. That's really good to know. I think, so people are going to be sending in their submissions up to the 27th of November. When will we hear what the findings are of that?
We're hoping to have the report ready to be published in the new year. So January after Christmas is our aim. Obviously, depending on how many submissions we get in, we want as many as possible. That's not to limit it. You know, the reason why we've opened it up is so that we want such a breadth of experience from everybody across the industry, from all corners of the UK. But yeah, we're hoping to have the report ready to go with our recommendations in January.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing it. Thanks for taking the time to chat. I know you're really busy, pretty new MP.
No problem.
So lots going on. So.
Anytime. I'm more than happy to come on, and I really hope that in January, when the report's ready to go, you can have me back and we can talk through some of the recommendations.
That would be wicked. Thanks so much, Alex.
No problem, Kirsty. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much to Alex Davis-Jones for taking some time out of her busy schedule to have a chat with me about the All Party Parliamentary Group for Wrestling. What do you guys think? Honestly, I get a bit confused because I hear that there's MPs interested in wrestling and they're at the House of Commons and they're there talking about it, and that makes me feel really excited. But similarly, what change can realistically be brought about? Because you can have loads and loads of well-intentioned politicians, but you know, getting anything through, anything within, you know, actual policies through Parliament is a different kettle of fish. And I can't help but feel that people with good intentions, like, can fall by the wayside. So, you know, I support what they're doing and I'm hopeful that it will drive change. But I guess time will tell. Now, we've gone from that sort of pretty heavy stuff. Let's get over to some light-hearted stuff. Should we get straight into a big pot master? Yeah, let's get onto a big pot master. Tuesday night, Jaw. Okay, welcome back to Big Pot Master. So on our first week, Ollie in Surrey scored 7 out of 10. Harry on week 2 got 6.5 out of 10, which I feel bad about because I'm starting to think that the Ocado Rainmaker question, did you hear it? I think that you probably should have got the 7 out of 10 there. But today's contestant on Big Pot Master is Colin. Colin's 28 and he's from Birmingham. Colin, how's it going?
Hello, going very well, thank you. Really excited about being on and having a go at the quiz.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself, because I've met you before, haven't I, at a wrestling show. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we have met a couple of times. I'm the ring announcer for Kamikaze Pro in Birmingham. So the ring announcer and the general manager, I should say. So yes, I've got a little bit of knowledge of being inside the wrestling business. I've been a ring announcer for a few years now and really happy that I'm kind of following a passion inside that. Is something I really enjoy doing, announcing, do commentary, and generally just like the sound of my own voice.
Super duper, this is perfect for you then. No pressure, but how do you think you're going to get on today, judging by the couple of episodes that you've heard?
Yeah, I've been doing some practicing over the last couple of days, listening back. I've got myself, so far on the two that I've listened to, I've got an 8 out of 10 and a 7 out of 10, so I hope I'm not setting myself up for failure, but I think I'm doing well.
Okay, so we're going to predict an 8 out of 10. Let's see how you get on. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Okay. Question number one. AEW's inaugural PPV, Double or Nothing, took place at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on May the 25th, 2019. During the buy-in, the promotion held a casino battle royale to determine who'd face the winner of the show's main event. Who eliminated MJF to win?
I think Hangman Page.
Correct. One out of one. Good start. Question number two. At New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 14, which took place this year, which wrestler beat Okada in the main event of Night 2 to become the first man to hold the IWGP Heavyweight Championship and the IWGP Intercontinental Championship simultaneously?
Oh, I was going to say before the quiz, you know, my weakness is Japanese wrestling. But I think I might, I'm going to take a swing, but it's an educated swing because I think I know that he might have just won it back recently. Was it Tetsuya Naito?
Correct. Well done.
Yes.
You're not cheating, are you?
I'm not.
I'll go bananas. I'll send the boys around.
I know that he just beat Evil for it to get it back again. So he's like a double champion for the second time. I saw on Twitter.
Cool. Excellent. Good. 2 out of 2 then. Question number three. In the very first NXT TakeOver 2014 called TakeOver, NXT champion Adrian Neville beat which Canadian wrestler to retain his title?
Oh, the early takeovers. Okay, I don't know at all, but Tyson Kidd was in NXT during the early days, so I'm going to say Tyson Kidd.
Correct. 3 out of 3. Number four. In 2015's Royal Rumble match, which spooky superstar entered at number 7 to an awaiting Bray Wyatt?
When you said spooky superstar, I was going to say Bray Wyatt. So the only other spooky guy I can think of is The Undertaker. I think that's wrong, but I'm going to say Undertaker.
It's wrong. It was the Boogeyman.
Oh,
worms coming out of his gob and everything. Don't beat yourself up about it, man.
I won't. That's not a memorable moment, I don't think.
Question number five. In 2015 at SummerSlam, Team WWE defeated Nexus in a 7-on-7 elimination tag match. Which superstar, did John Cena announce as Team WWE's 7th and final team member, a surprise as he'd been sacked earlier that year for choking a ring announcer with his tie?
That was Daniel Bryan.
Correct, it was Daniel Bryan. Oh, as a ring announcer, can you tell me who the ring announcer was that he choked? Out of curiosity.
Yes, I can. My favourite ring announcer, Justin Roberts.
Correct. You don't get an extra point for that, but it's just good to know you know it. Question number 6. Undertaker has one of the longest streaks in wrestling history, but Goldberg had an impressive undefeated run in WCW, chalking up 173 matches. At Starrcade in 1998, that streak came to an end when Goldberg was defeated by which superstar?
That was Kevin Nash after Scott Hall tasered him from outside.
Correct. 5 out of 6. Good start, man. At WrestleMania 18, one of my favourites of all time, The Undertaker beat Ric Flair to make his own streak 10 wins and no losses. But which wrestler interfered in that match to give Ric Flair a near fall?
WrestleMania 18 is one of my favourites as well, and I think that was Arn Anderson.
Correct, Arn Anderson. Good work, man, good work.
I'm very pleased with myself right now. I'm genuinely doing better than I thought I would.
Question number 8. At WWE Extreme Rules 2016, which superstar came back from knee injury to launch a surprise attack on Roman Reigns following his main event win?
We're just thinking who's been out with a knee injury and would attack Roman. I'm assuming it was Seth Rollins.
Correct. Correct, correct. Question number 9. On Raw, February the 23rd, 2016, who returned to WWE after nearly 7 years away, interrupting Vince McMahon giving Stephanie McMahon an award?
That's fallen really well for me. I literally watched this on YouTube yesterday because I was just flicking through WWE clips. It's Shane McMahon.
Correct, it is.
That's pure luck. I literally watched it yesterday.
Right, so now you're top of the leaderboard. So this to get 9 out of 10. Last question for you.
Okay.
On the 1,000th episode of Raw, we saw an awesome D-Generation X reunion to open the show. But which superstar interrupted the party? The intellectual saviour. Who interrupted the party? Do you remember?
I'm so glad I know it. It's Damien Sandow.
Bam! 9 out of 10! Well done!
That's amazing. I genuinely didn't think I'd do that well. But
congratulations.
Now that I've got 9 out of 10, is it annoying that there's a small part of my brain that's genuinely annoyed I didn't get 10?
Well, yeah, I think striving for excellence is completely natural. So don't beat yourself up about it. But well done, man. 9 out of 10. That's really good innings. I'm glad for you, man. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I don't know whether to be proud or just concerned that I apparently know far more about random wrestling things than I thought I did. But... yeah, I'm really happy with the way that's gone and to take my place at the top of the leaderboard.
Wicked. Well, stay tuned, because if we do a champion of champions, you may very well be called upon again. So hang tight.
Well, I would look forward to the challenge.
Colin, is there anyone you want to give a little shout out to while you're here?
I'll say hello to my fellow Kamikaze Pro folks, obviously the guys at Kamikaze, so my mentor Laurie, who will be listening, and our boss James as well. Say hello to those guys. And then, although she definitely won't listen and he won't because he's only 8 months old, just say hello to my lovely partner Katie and my little 8-month-old baby boy, Brendan.
Ah, Katie and Brendan, how lovely. Thanks, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Tuesday night, Joel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
9 out of 10. Colin. I thought, honestly, I had visions when I was on the phone to him of him sitting there quickly typing out the question into Google to like get the answer. And then I realised that actually some of his answers were quite quick and that to research that would have taken a little bit longer. But honestly, how hot was that guy on those questions, man? Fast. Thanks so much, Colin. You're one to beat. If you think that you could beat our Colin on Big Pop Master, drop me an email. My email address is tuesdaynightjaw@bozzers.co.uk. Bozzers. Bozzers. You can tweet me. I'm at Bozzers, funnily enough. You can get in touch with me on WhatsApp. That's the main one. Get at me on WhatsApp. 07882-005-803. I'm pretty sure that's the number. If it's not, editing Bozzers, please can you insert the number here? And if that was just silence, then well done me. I'm actually flipping remembering this thing now. Well done me. Now, my second guest, third guest of the week is NXT UK's Ginny, the fashionista. I'm really glad to be bringing you this ahead of NXT tonight. That will be at 8 p.m. on the WWE Network. Kaylee Ray is facing my favourite, Piper Niven, in a women's championship title match. And I think Ginny's got her eyes on that prize. So let's get into that chat. Tuesday Night Jaw. Excellent. Ginny, welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Really well, thanks, mate. Really, really well. It's really nice to see you. It's been a while.
Yes, it's definitely been a long time. It's good to see you as well.
How have you been passing the time during lockdown?
For the first few weeks, I actually really enjoyed it. It was really nice just to be at home, relaxing, going out for walks, not seeing too many people out and about. It was lovely and peaceful. But any wrestler will tell you that longer time off is not good. You're just so ready to go back into the ring. And at first, as it was nice, it was lovely, great. But then after a while, you're like, I just want to get back to normality. I have a gym in my garage, so I had a saving grace there.
So
I was trying to keep as busy as possible, but nothing compares to being in the ring.
And going back into the ring, somewhere like the BT Sports Studios that's fully kitted out. I mean, we've seen pictures on the internet of it, fully kitted out, lights, cameras, action, all that kind of stuff. How's that been? What's that process been like, having no fans but being in this amazing environment?
It's absolutely amazing. It's when I walked in there, it's just so breathtaking. I know everyone's seen the tweet that Triple H put out, and as amazing as that the video looks, It doesn't justify how incredible it actually is. The partnership with BT is going to take us to a whole new level. Like, NXT UK relaunch is just going to be absolutely amazing. Every single one of us has got literally a fire lit under us right now.
And it's super cool because you've been signed now since 2017, which seems crazy to mention that because that's like 3 years ago, because this year has just flown by. Being able to see NXT UK as it's grown and changed and adapted, what's that experience been like?
So I got signed in May of 2018. However, I was actually part of WrestleMania Access back in 2017.
Oh, see.
So to come from wrestling in Access to being signed a year later and watching the brand grow into this phenomenal brand to the point where we're not just NXT UK, something that you can see on the WWE Network. We are NXT UK, and it's been amazing being part of history, to be part of a product, the first product outside of America for WWE.
Yeah, I heard that it's been like the fastest growing as well. What has the reaction been like? So when you've engaged with fans and things, how has that been?
It's also the most watched show on the WWE network as well, which is absolutely incredible.
Amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. Interactions with fans, obviously I want to keep them at a distance. You know, everyone's, most people aren't at my level, but just seeing how passionate the fans are for NXT UK, it's incredible. And you mentioned about what's it like us not being able to wrestle in front of fans. We have to take it up a level now, not just performing at 100%, we need to be performing at 1,000%, because we want to make sure that we're engaging with the audience behind the screen now, because obviously they're not there. So we want to make sure that people aren't just watching us because we're on. We want to make sure people are watching us every single week.
Yeah. So since getting involved, I know you said Access in 2017, being signed in 2018, you did the Mae Young Classic, which is amazing, being at Access. What have been the biggest highlights for you personally that WWE has offered to you?
The Mae Young Classic was definitely one of them. I faced my all-time rival, Toni Storm. So to be able to share that experience with someone who has helped me progress so much in my career was just, it was a moment that I'll keep very close to my heart, though I'm better than her. Another thing that I hold close to my chest is my debut in Cambridge as well. I came in NXT UK with a bang, and I've literally proved myself every single time I'm on the screen and every single time I'm in the ring. But another match that I do hold close to me, again, it's with Toni Storm. It was for the WWE NXT UK Women's Championship. That was a match that we literally brought everything. We know each other so well. So again, we had to bring everything and more.
Now, talking about that championship, that's going to be on the line. Kaylee Ray is the longest reigning women's champion that we've had in NXT UK. She's going to be putting it all on the line against Piper Niven. Who do you want to win? Because I'm sure that there's going to be something strategic here with, you know, you're going to want the who you think you could beat to win, right?
So I've faced Piper Niven. I faced her twice. Unfortunately, in our singles match, she got the better of me. I should have won. In our tag match, where I actually teamed up with Kaylee Ray, we won. So for me, they're both great competitors. I'm never going to take away from the talent that the women in NXT UK have. They are phenomenal athletes. However, there's only one queen. So whoever comes out of this match victorious, whether it be Piper Niven or Kaylee Ray, I've said it time and time again, the queen of NXT UK, the fashionista Ginny, is back, and she is more ruthless than ever. And that title is mine, and I'm coming after it very soon.
That's interesting that you should have that big talk, because we've seen Aoife Valkyrie come on board, and she's a bit of a force to be reckoned with. Are you not intimidated?
I'm not intimidated by anyone. Absolutely not. The feather wings, the poker face, nothing fazes me. She is incredible. She is someone also who came into NXT UK with a bang. But again, I am the queen at the top of the mountain in NXT UK. So she should be intimidated by me.
We've got quite an amazing women's division. In fact, the roster NXT UK is cool. I mean, I've been really enjoying the work of Ilya Dragunov, and I'm a big Piper Niven fan as well. How does it feel to be on a roster of wrestlers of that calibre?
It's incredible, especially for someone like me. I only came into the industry 5.5 years ago, so there's a lot of people within our roster who have been around for a long time. And you can see that they've been around for a long time because they're absolutely incredible every time they step foot in the ring. The roster itself is very much about focusing on NXT UK. There's going to be rivals, but obviously ultimately our main goal is to make sure that NXT UK delivers. And it is wonderful to be part of an incredible roster, but it's also incredible to be part of a history-making roster as well.
So what can we expect from Ginny going forward? Obviously you're going to have your eyes on that title, but you're going to want to make a name for yourself by making sure that everyone knows that you earned that ride, right?
Oh gosh, I have earned it in my own right. I'm going to come back in more fabulous, more ruthless, and more determined. This little break has literally lit a fire under me. And as much as everyone is excited to get back into the ring, I'm even more excited to take that title from whether it be Kaylee Ray or Piper Niven. I'm ready to claim my throne.
Wicked, man. I can't wait to see it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you as well.
Take care.
Bye.
That was so cool. Thanks so much to Ginny for taking part in Tuesday Night Draw this week. It was really, really lovely of you to come on. And I appreciate you. So thank you. Guys, I think that about wraps it up for this week. If there's anything that we're not covering, if there's any stories that you feel like we're not looking into enough, let me know, because I sort of don't want to just keep bringing you the same things every week of like, here's a nice chat with a nice person and here we talk about wrestling and what we love about it, because all that stuff's cool, but wrestling is like deep, man. I know it doesn't have to be, but generally as a community it can be quite deep and there's a lot going on, and you know, I want to hear about it and I want to tell those stories from our community. So if you've got anything that you think that I should know about, drop me a line. You've got all my details, but if you need them again, Bozzers on Twitter. That's probably the main one. TuesdayNightJaw@bozzers.co.uk. You can get me on as well. And that number again, 07882-005-803. I hope that's not the right number then. I'm sorry for the person that gets wrestling texts whose number that actually is. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next week. I've got a cool guest next week. I'm going to go behind the scenes of a promotion here in the UK to find out what's been going on and what the plans are for relaunch. That's all I'm saying about that. I'll catch you then. Have a great week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.